President, my name's Robert Mbakai. I am from the Ministry and responsible for territorial administration. My statement will deal with questions raised by UK and Northern Ireland, Lebanon, Canada, Syria and Germany on freedom of association and civil society. In terms of freedom of association, this is guaranteed by Article 30 of the Togolese Constitution and the law of the 16th of May 2011, which was amended in 2019 in a context of vulnerable sub-regional security in order to provide adjustments in terms of the itineraries, time frames and zones used. In terms of the communications of the mandate holders, the Togolese government has given over responsible for this to a body which draws together all active parties and stakeholders in this area, and a recommendation was subsequently made to the government. The law was thereby amended very recently on the 11th of October 2021, taking into account the consultation work thereby carried out and the concerns raised by partners therein. Further, to better manage demonstrations, an observatory of demonstrations has been set up. This is an inclusive body comprising civil society, the political parties from the National Human Rights Commission as well, those organising bodies, the security forces, as well as representatives of the Ministry of Territorial Management. This organisation meets following, or on the eve rather, of every demonstration, precisely in order to organise the framework and the warning system that should be used. In terms of the organisations, these are governed by the law of 2001, but in terms, and as a result of the development of Togolese civil society, it was necessary to improve the legal framework around this, and in this regard, a draft bill was introduced with Cabinet, which has ensured that the text will be subject to wide-ranging consultation. This draft has very interesting innovations, such as the classification, very clear and precise classification of civil society organisations, and it also allows for the establishment of a monitoring and evaluation committee of the activities of these associations, as well as offering the possibility of ascribing the capacity of a public body to those organisations warranting it. This draft has undergone progress, and there's been around 20 platforms representing civil society organisations and NGOs now benefiting from this. This involves religious organisations and other organisations. There has historically been a degree of chaos in the organisation of these organisations, and as a result, the ministry has established a draft bill in order to better organise this sector. This bill is currently being adopted by Parliament. Finally, in terms of the civil state, it should... civilian status, rather. This is governed by the law of the 11th of June 2009, and government has made efforts to ensure that every child is entitled to a birth certificate. We have seen a huge increase in the number of registrations and the number of centres as well for registration attached to hospitals and birth centres, and the deadline has been increased to 45 days for the registration of birth. And above all, the registration of births has become free of charge since January 2022. Furthermore, all citizens now have access to all social services because we spare no effort in ensuring access to hospitals, primary schools, cultural centres, and so forth. Thank you very much.